Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are going to take you around the world again and see what you are allowing your government to actually, well, strike up in other countries. And we're just going to show you, friends, because we've all heard the saying, action speaks a lot louder than words. And isn't it interesting? That's how Jesus tells us to judge. Yep, Matthew 7:16, by their actions, because they speak a lot louder than what they say. Well, they're actually lining up with what they are now saying because they have been doing it far too long, and people are beginning to catch on that. Wait a second, they're not like doing anything in the dark anymore. No, they're not. They're doing it right in front of your faces. We're going to get to that as well. Before we do that, friends, go over to Sons of Liberty Media. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go up to the top of the page if you're online right now, and go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live and subscribe there. We are rebuilding that site over the last 6 months, as well as when you go to Sons of Liberty Media, you'll see myself there with Luke 2:11 saying Merry Christmas, and you'll see to the right side of that page, Equipping the Saints. That page is filled with videos that we have done, namely a five-part series that was aired on national television for over 42 weeks. It is called Equipping the Saints. Also, go to the right side. You will see social media platforms there on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When you get a moment as well, go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, let me get to it right away, because we've got much to cover. Again, whatever happened to Gavin Newsom's recall? We all know that he was recalled by 1.5 million individuals that took the time to have him recalled, right? And remember when the illegals came into America, they asked the question too, would you have him recalled or would you have him stay? And then they came up with another 250,000 votes from those that were illegals, only to confirm what Americans are saying concerning this communist that's tolerated in California. Did you all know, friends, that Gavin Newsom allegedly, somehow, mysteriously, he was reelected? Isn't this insanity? I mean, as if to suggest that everybody's agreeing with tyranny. Everybody wants to wear masks in California. Everybody wants to be forced when it comes to taking an experimental jab. Everybody wants to be forced to accept the illegal indoctrinations of illegal immigrants coming into America. Not only that, but I was going to the schools concerning what they're teaching young people in public schools illegally through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Anybody paying attention to the fact that somehow or another, he's still there? And not only is he still there, but apparently he was re-elected by 63.9% of the voters. They chose not to remove governor from the office. And guess who supported him? Amazon, Spielberg. They donated to his re-election campaign. Now, what I want to do is I want you to listen to what he has to say, because this sounds a lot like Barack Hussein Obama. But again, we can see that the apple does not fall too far from Satan's tree, right? Because they all come to do the same thing. Steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. And if we again consider the source, we can see what is happening, friends. And we can also see as to who they are working for. But I want to say to 330 million people, they are only doing what you are letting them get away with, period. But they want you to believe that 63.9% of the people in California are agreeing with communism. And I said this some time ago, friends. I mean, it's like the American people. Do you realize that you're being sold communism, and they want you to believe through the mainstream media and their useful idiots? Once again, Ephesians 4:14, read it when you get a moment, that what they are advocating for is what you want. But isn't it interesting? They never make reference to the law that exposes their crimes. That's what we are doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're making reference to the law that exposes them for the subversives that they are. Okay? In other words, they are criminals against, and they are being tolerated by the people incumbent. That means in office, and they must lawfully be removed. But they want you to believe that everybody's going along with this. I want you to check out what Gavin Newsom said after his re-election. Folks, he was recalled, right? He was recalled, and then he was re-elected. Now, the mainstream media is reporting that the wind is at his back to do what he wills. I want you to listen to what he is advocating for, and you tell me, anybody in this country with a sound mind that can agree with what he is about to tell you. Now, again, I want you to listen carefully from his mouth. This is Gavin Newsom, who was allegedly reelected by the people that just recalled him. You ready for this? Let's go.
Good evening. Here's
listen to what he says.
Overwhelmingly no vote tonight here in the state of California. But no is not the only thing that was expressed tonight.
The machine at work.
What we said yes to.
The machine at work.
We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines.
He's saying that the people in California said yes to science. The first thing he said was the people in California said yes to vaccinations. Okay, we go on.
He said yes to ending this pandemic.
Yes to ending this pandemic by any means necessary, say the tyrants. We go on.
We said yes to people's right to vote without fear of...
We said yes for the people to have the right to vote without fear. In other words, to put him back in power. Okay, let's keep going on with this tyrant.
Fake fraud and voter suppression. We said yes to women's fundamental constitutional rights.
Okay, so he's advocating experimental jabs by force, and then he speaks out of the other side of his mouth, and then he says, we said yes to the rights of women making a choice with their own bodies, but that doesn't apply, and don't pay attention to what I just said, because Bradley just showed you exactly how much of a hypocrite I really am. Matthew 23, verse 3. We go on.
Lie for herself, what she does with her body.
Oh, with her body. So the woman has a right to do with what she wills when it comes to killing the fruit in her womb, but when it comes to vaccinations, you people in California don't have a right and you're going to do what you're told. You see this? Okay, that's called the double standard, and it's all lawlessness. Folks, we're going to come right back to this, because this dude aggravates me to no end. And he's coming back into California, just like in New York, friends, and they're reestablishing or attempting to reaffirm that people must wear masks. The mask mandates, unconstitutional. California already shut it down. So what is Gavin doing? Well, I guess the people in California, according to what Gavin is saying, they don't want the law. They want communism. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I want you to hear the whole little spiel that these propagandists and communists have given you, because again, friends, keep in mind what I said during the first segment. Gavin Newsom was recalled by 1.5 million Californians that said no to his shenanigans concerning the pandemic. That's what it was all premised on. And then what happened is we had some people that were here illegally, and they were asked the question, illegals, would you have him recalled or would you have him stay incumbent? They said we would want him removed. Okay. Now they're coming out telling you Americans that somehow or another that 63.9% of the Californians chose to hold on to Governor Gavin Newsom. Now, what I want you to listen to is I want you to listen to his spiel because it's illegal, because it's unconstitutional. He says nothing about the laws that keep us free, 2 Corinthians 3:17 under God, Psalm 33, verse 12. He makes reference to communists and the agenda in which communists push forward. And he's saying, in essence, friends, he's saying that the people in California prefer communism over American liberty under God. Okay, let's go over there, and I'm going to play this whole thing before I say a word. Here we go.
Overwhelmingly, no vote tonight here in the state of California.
This is the machine
no,
at work.
It's not the only thing that was expressed to them. I want to focus on what we said yes to as a state. We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines.
How many people do you think are saying yes to vaccines, friends, knowing that 70% of the military are refusing to take these experimental jabs? Just curious, why are they using force compliance measures if everybody's getting them? Because they're not getting them. Just wanted to make clear that everybody understood that they're being lied to through the mainstream media that is suggesting to you that everybody is getting it when in fact the opposite is true. Let's go on here.
We said yes to ending this pandemic. We said yes to people's right to vote without fear of fake fraud and voter suppression.
Fake fraud. Hey, folks. Fake fraud. Fake fraud. The country, folks, knows that there is massive voter fraud taking place. What is he talking about? He's not speaking for the people. He's speaking for the tyrants, pushing the narrative because, again, they want you to believe that the lie is the truth, Isaiah 5:20. These people, I'm telling you, friends, they're crazy to me. I mean, they act like they're not going to die. And yet the Bible is clear when it says to us, clearly, that no man is able to save his own soul alive. And we all know that they're all wealthy, but we also understand that Scripture tells us that even their own wealth will not save them from the wrath of God. Riches profiteth not in the day of judgment. But they keep going on, daring the justice of God. Daring the justice of 86% of the American people that say they love God. When the Lord said to keep your commandments. And when you're born of the Holy Ghost, that you're going to keep and do His judgments. To keep and do them. Ezekiel 36. He's playing a dangerous game. But let's go on and see what else he has to say here.
Women's fundamental constitutional rights inside herself, what she does with her body.
Okay, fundamental constitutional right. If you want to go back to the Constitution, thou shalt not kill is clear. It's common sense. This is a perversion of justice every step of the way. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. You'll understand perfectly. It is not constitutional. It's illegal. It's never been validated by any court in America as law because it's not law. But yet the federal government, which is a creature of the states, took it upon themselves, assuming authority, that they can go ahead and sanction the murder of 62 million babies. He's advocating, Gavin Newsom is advocating, friends, in speaking forward in promulgation of his message on the behalf of those that he works for. That's all. No more, no less. But to suggest that this is constitutional, he is out of his mind. And that's exactly what people need to understand, is these people are out of their mind, and they act like a bunch of despots who are not ruled by law. Let's go on.
Her faith and future. We say yes to diversity. We say
yes to diversity. Oh, how many people are in favor of the homosexual agenda, which most people, to those that have their eyes open and their ears open, understand what it's all about now. And it has nothing to do with them having their rights because God never gave them the right to violate His law. As a matter of fact, God calls it an abomination. Fundamental rights. God never gave them the right to commit that act and remain free. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Leviticus 18:22. He wants to push forward a message that is un-American, and he wants you to believe that he's an American. No, folks, he may look like an American, he may walk like an American, he might lie like an American, but he is not an American. Let me just say it that way. And I should say, he is a reflection of what Americans tolerate in this country. They're dangerous, they're subversive, and don't tell me for one moment, friends, anybody in their right mind in this country is calling for a tyrant to rule over their lives where they can forfeit their God-given rights. But again, this is what they want you to believe, is everybody in California is just saying, you know what, we want you to rule over us and not God. That's exactly his message, and it's exactly what he continuously says here.
And so I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental rights to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly.
So notice how he's saying overwhelmingly.
By rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity.
In other words, he's saying, don't pay attention to those people that are making reference to the law, Romans 3:20, that are exposing me for my crimes. See, Gavin Newsom is here to wield more control over your lives by force, if deemed necessary. That's not how American society operates. But this is what, again, he wants you to believe. The American people, namely the people in the state of California, are calling for. Nothing, once again, could be further from the truth. And all of this voting, folks, the 63.9% of Californians that voted him in, absolutely not. As much as there's voter fraud going on, it's taking place once again, and they want you to believe, overwhelmingly said this little communist, that they voted. They exercised their right to vote. We already know the mainstream media bolsters numbers. We already know this, friends. If you were to put the law up against a guy like Gavin Newsom, friends, he'd be thrown in jail today, at least. At least. Wait until the people figure it out, because I don't think he'll make it to jail. I really don't.
Define our politics in this country over the course of so many years. And I think about just in the last few days,
disingenuous liar,
former president put out saying this election was rigged.
It was.
Democracy is not a football.
Okay, so here we go again, Gavin Newsom talking about our democracy. Folks, we are not a democracy. Just again to prove the point that the Constitution is foreign to the people, that you allow to call the shots. We are not a democracy. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Folks, I have to clarify the truth of the matter because everything this guy is saying is opposite, literally, of the truth.
You don't throw it around. It's more like a...
Oh, he's so pleased.
Dropping, smashing in a million different pieces.
Wow, he's so happy.
And that's what we're capable of doing if we don't stand up to meet the moment and push back.
Yeah.
Tonight, I'm humble.
And push back. Grateful. And push back against all of those that are lawfully defined this criminal. I'm so happy. I'm so elated that all of the people in California are on my side. They want you to believe. When you talk to the average Joe in California, you are not going to find that they are in support of a communist incumbent. You're not going to find them. Okay? Except if you ask another communist.
But resolved in the spirit.
Oh, he's so happy.
My political hero.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy.
Oh,
he's more gentle.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy would stand against you every step of the way. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even hear him say that before, friends. You can't make this up. Robert Kennedy? Oh, my goodness. How many times did we see Robert Kennedy? We're not talking about Junior. We're talking about the dad here. Confront sheriffs throughout the United States, telling them that they need to go back and read the U.S. Constitution. Don't believe none of this, friends. Don't believe because there, again, is no truth in any one of them. I want to get over to this, too, really quick. This is craziness. The guy that they're trying to convince you of the president, the one that occupies the People's White House, and again, I'm reiterating the point that he is not my president, but Joe Biden, treasonous, disgraceful Joe, was just asked the question, how do you feel about your responsibility concerning the 800,000 deaths? And Joey, you know what he did? He laughed about it, and he walked away. Just hang on a second, friends. It gets better than that. I'm going to show you that video in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the Senate overwhelmingly approved the compromise $768 billion defense policy bill on Wednesday, sending a bipartisan rebuttal of President Joe Biden's original Pentagon request back to him for his signature. The upper chamber voted 89-10 to pass the National Defense Authorization Act. The president is expected to sign the measure. A large section of the central United States will see a risk of damaging winds from a storm system today. Damaging wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour and tornadoes are possible. Aside from the wind, areas from southern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, northern Missouri, and far eastern Nebraska into much of Iowa may see severe thunderstorms into tonight. The NFL announcing Las Vegas will host the Super Bowl in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Democrats continue to remain hopeful that they will be able to overcome GOP opposition to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better agenda before Christmas. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is expressing concern Wednesday during the Senate's opening session about the cost of the legislation. The Kentucky senator saying to pay for the plan, President Biden's promise not to raise taxes on middle-class Americans will be broken.
In 2022, their bill would give a bigger percentage tax cut to people making more than $1 million every year than to families that pull in between $75,000 and $100,000. That's according to the Joint Committee on Taxation.
A Monitoring the Future study conducted by National Institute on Drug Abuse found substance abuse among teens decreased. The researchers discovering it was the largest single-year decline since 1975. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Build Back Better. Did you hear that? Build Back Better. You know what that means, right? That means they're tearing down the country that you know to rebuild one that you don't know, and you're paying for it. That's what that means. You know, it's clear in Proverbs 24, verse 21. It tells us, my son, fear thou the Lord and the King. The law, Article 6, Section 2. Not a man, but the King, King Jesus, right? Filial fear, not diabolical fear. And meddle not with them that are given to change. You know, they keep talking about how the system doesn't work. Well, the problem is, it's not the law that doesn't work. It's those that are behind the law that are to enforce the law. What we find is those said representatives that promise to uphold the law are, in fact, responsible for tearing down the law and perpetuating crimes against the people that they're supposed to serve. That's called the judgment of God. Just so you know. So let's get over to this. I want you to see this. If you want to call in, you guys have been quiet over the last couple days. 1-866. I'm getting plenty of comments online, but people need to hear you so they can be encouraged. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring you over to this guy they call Joe Biden, the president, who's there by fraud. And you know he's there by fraud. You know the guy that couldn't get one person to show up in Arizona and support, not even one sign in show of support of Joe Biden. I mean, as if to suggest the American people are going to vote for someone that's committed the act of treason against them. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. I doubt it. And we know this to be true. Oh, and speaking of his little sidekick, you know, Kamala Harris. Remember after the inaugural prayer? of this guy they call the president, Joe Biden. Isn't it interesting? When she came back from California, two people showed up. 7 million people in Los Angeles, friends. Two people showed up in support of her. They want you to believe that he is there because you voted him in. Doesn't that anger anybody? It angers me. You know, and then people wonder why. You know, I bring up scripture such as this, where it tells us that the wicked walk on every side. Why? Because the vilest of men are exalted. But when there's a good president in there upholding the law, guess what he does? He condemns crime as a mercy to the nation. It tells us the king by judgment established the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthrow it. Guess what you just heard during the break? A bunch of corrupt Judases receiving a gift, overthrowing what's right. That's what you're putting up with. Okay? Again, I'm talking to the responsible party. Why? Because I love you enough to tell you the truth. It's my job to love you, to gather repentance, and putting your faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. Let's go over to Treasonous Joe really quick so you can see what's going on here. And it's pretty amazing. Again, it bewilders me as a younger person to see what the American people put up with, no doubt. But what I want you to hear is I want you to hear the question from the reporter that actually asked, a reporter, a journalist, one that actually confronted this criminal, this treasonous criminal, with the truth. And I want you to listen carefully, okay? This is the guy they want you to believe is the president of the United States being asked about all the deaths concerning those that have died. Okay? You ready for this?
Biden on 800,000 coronavirus deaths. If you have a statement on your responsibility, why haven't you asked China to do more to be transparent on the origin?
Why haven't you been more transparent? I'll let it play again. Okay, so it's trying to do something right now, and we're not going to let it do it. I think you got the point. He was asked why he's not more transparent concerning the origin of that of coronavirus. Because he doesn't want you to know the truth of the matter. But I want you to know, and that's the big difference here, okay? So what I have in front of me now is a video from Susan Hammer. She is a contributor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And what we find from Susan Hammer is a video where Fauci, this non-elected bureaucrat who has a criminal history against humanity, who's still out there touting the horn on the behalf of the other devils that he works with, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Now, what we have here is Fauci admitting to Zuckerberg, right, this little plant, this CIA plant, concerning COVID-19 injections. And Fauci told Zuckerberg, who is also a plant, installed plant, that, you know what, the vaccines, as they call them, it may make things worse. That's what he said. I didn't say it. I want you to hear it for yourself. That's what we do here. We don't put words into the mouths of those that are parroting untruth. So, again, let's see what these guys have to say. And, again, I want you to hear for yourselves as to how you're being conned by cons. And that's just what they are. Are you ready for this? This may not be the first time.
That a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected. This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected.
Well, you heard from him. I played it twice. You heard what he just got done saying. And he's telling you that it just may cause things to be worse. Well, guess what, friends? They are worse. And I can show you right now, we have 310 athletes, cardiac arrests. You're seeing this happening on television now. Again, I've shared with you in the past, but friends, listen carefully. These people are dying on cameras. Politicians, meteorologists, reporters, athletes. It's just happening in front of our face. And then, as a matter of fact, just yesterday we had another former NFL player mysteriously die. He was 33 years old. And the American people have the audacity to sit back and play stupid and ask the question, what happened to him? Well, he just received the jab. Okay? Health Impact News, 310 athlete cardiac arrests, serious issues, 177 dead after COVID shot. Again, yesterday I spent time showing you all the people that were amputated since they've received the shot. What is it that those, hey, you know what, here, let's do this. Anybody that's taken the experimental jab that has a problem with what I'm telling you, can you please call, and I would love for you to confirm that I'm just way out there, okay? I don't know what I'm talking about, because I had one earlier talk about I don't know what I'm talking about. So I went back and got the information, and then I posted it back onto our site and said, know what you're talking about before spreading misinformation. If you've gotten the experimental jab and you'd like to go ahead and confront me in 154 cities, now's the time to do it. Now is the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I anticipate your call. I anticipate your call. Because for anybody paying attention to what is in fact happening here, we all the well know that it has nothing to do with the invisible enemy. We have every understanding as to what it really is about. Matter of fact, let me go over and take you. Oh, thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. Tim Brown, morning show host, just tagged me to share with me that the following COVID shot rollout concerning pilots in the United States. Did you know that the U.S. pilot deaths just increased by 1,750%? And the American people have the audacity to play the fool with those that mean to control them by asking the question, geez, what's going on here? Again, the elephant in the middle of the living room is that the people that have not been experimentally jabbed, they don't have any health issues. It's the people that have been vaccinated, as Fauci just said, that are the problem. Okay? I want to bring you over to Australia. I want all the people in Australia, because I get people from Europe, I get people from Australia, I get people from the UK saying hello to me on social media platforms. We're broadcasting into 53 countries, and they all the well understand what's going on over there, okay? I want you to understand what is happening here, friends. Again, it has nothing to do with the virus. It has everything in the world to do with creating a new world order. You just heard during the break how they're rebuilding, they're building back better. No, they're not. They're tearing down our system of government and recreating it in their own new world order image. And it's not godly. It's satanic from the beginning to the end. And it's for us to arrange the meeting to put a stop to what is happening in this country today. Let me bring you over to Australia just to prove the point, because they're not hiding anything, friends. They're doing this right in the face of the American people. They're doing this in the face of the world. The globalists are speaking louder and clearer every day as to what this is really about. And this is why they are censoring, because, again, this is the information that they do not want you to have, America. This is Australia. Tell me if you're signing up for this, because this is exactly what's going to happen if the American people don't put a stop to it now.
Democracy. We believe in a world order that favors freedom. And that supports
the... has nothing to do with freedom.
Free expression of all people. We believe in human rights, in gender equality, and the rule of law. And we back that up with how we pursue these things in our own country, in our own society, and how we raise our own children.
Okay, so
Australia was one of them.
Just for the record, for those that are listening and are not on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, keep in mind the video that's being played out right now is the dictator from Australia talking about freedom, talking about what people would want to hear. But in fact, if you can see what's happening, the cops, it's a police state there. They're agents of the tyrants, and they must be stopped. And what they're they're doing is they're choking women, they're beating men up in the streets. I mean, you name it, they're doing it. And again, what they're doing is the opposite of what they are selling to the people. Now, I'm going to come back to this video in just a moment because it's important that you see it. And in the meantime, we are at sonsoflibertyradio.com if you'd like to book us, sonsoflibertymedia.com if you'd like to go to social media platforms. And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, folks. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours truly, Bradley Dean here. We were just playing a video from the said prime minister. He's a globalist, just like what you're dealing with here in America, that are all working in cahoots, Isaiah 28, verse 18, with the devil. And in the process of doing that, they're just dead set on selling to the people in their prospective countries that they're doing the right thing. But again, a photo or a picture is worth a thousand words. How much more a video that lasts for a minute and 58 seconds, because what he's selling to the people is not at all what he's doing to the people. And you can only do this to a country, friends, that has been, guess what, disarmed. Let's go to Australia. Let's go ahead and look, friends, as to what is in fact really happening, regardless of what we're being told.
We are a proud liberal democracy. We believe in a world order that favors freedom and that supports the dignity and free expression of all people. We believe in human rights, in gender equality, and the rule of law, and we back
it's
that up.
It's all the same agenda.
How we pursue these things in our own country, in our own society, and how we raise our own children. Australia was one of eight countries.
Just so you all know, what they're saying and what they're identifying is a world that is without the rule of the God that created the world, who's the governor of all nations. Okay, Isaiah 9 comes to my aid where it tells us that the government is upon his shoulder. They're at war with God, and they want you to join the war against God. It's a war that will never be won. And the fact of the matter is, I see people all day long talking about how the Lord's going to take these guys down. Yep, but he looks to his church to do it. Okay? It's the same thing with the children of Israel. They had a war to the promised land. There's a reason when you look into the New Testament, Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12, where it talks about the armor. Notice the armor's on the front, not on the back. He's looking to the church to stand up and do their job, that he might be glorified. It's called bearing your cross. Okay? Holding to the plow that he has given you. Let's go back to this in Australia.
Is only involved in the drafting of the Universal Declaration.
Look at the way the cops are beating up the constituents,
the international,
kicking them in the head,
and we will continue to raise our voice,
throwing them on the ground. Oh my goodness! Playing a dangerous, dangerous game. One cop just pushed a woman over.
Because the rights and freedoms of the individual is intrinsic.
Cops beating up on the people in that country. Is this what you want here in America, friends?
All societies and nations too, delivering better outcomes to economic inclusion.
So if you get vaccinated, there will be special rules that apply to you.
Women's empowerment, environmental sustainability, rising living.
Women empowerment, they're showing a video of a woman that just posted on Facebook in Australia, and the cops come into her house and arrest her. I kid you negative.
And so much more. Australia's actions,
they're disarmed. Keep in mind, they're disarmed.
The inherent dignity of all people. Everywhere. No matter the circumstances.
Cops abusing the people over and over, kicked in the face again. Another guy kicked in the back of the head.
To engage with each other, to learn.
These criminals need to be dealt with, Australians.
By many others.
Americans.
So we will continue to make
the police stayed empowered. Guess what? Hey, friends, I just wanted to let you know, if you're looking at the visual right now, it's interesting how they've been disarmed, but who's been armed? Agents of the state against the people. That's why they disarm. There's a little history lesson for those that didn't know the difference. Shooting people with rubber bullets to disperse them. You see what this is all about? Thomas Sewell was right when he said, freedom has a cost, too much blood and agony to be relinquished at the cheap price of rhetoric. Well, that's what's happening here, friends. That's exactly what's happening. 1-866-582-9933. Also on health impact news, I thought I'd bring this to the attention of the people as well, because there's more call for justice upon the heads of these wicked. See, their cruelties are swelling our ranks. There are some people that, in fact, love God enough and their country enough to actually call for justice, which guards our liberties. Health Impact News just reported, as international trials begin against the globalists, will a return to public executions be necessary? Well, was it necessary to execute the SS, the war criminals under Adolf Hitler? Yes, it was. May 1945. I've laid this to your candor so many different times, but what would have happened if the people, the 80 million people in Germany, had figured out, just like that of Mussolini, just imagine if they would have took the time to know if they were being told the truth by reading the law, which would expose Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, and Adolf Hitler. They didn't do that until after the fact. And it's interesting, Harry Truman opens the proceedings of the Nuremberg trials back in 1945 by starting off saying, the laws of God and the laws of man have been violated here. Okay? And who's all being indicted? War criminals. Can you imagine if the people in Germany would have rounded them up and had that tribunal, those court proceedings, those trials, before they killed off 12 million people? Wouldn't that have been something? See, that's why Scripture teaches us prevention is better than cure. And it's the importance of justice upon the heads of the wicked. And the only ones that are going to bring justice upon the heads of the wicked are you, friends. Don't stand back and wait for God to do for you what He's commanded you to do. As international trials begin against the globalists, will a return to public executions be necessary? Of course they will. How about all of those that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb? How about rounding up all of those, they're called doctors. You know, it's interesting, speaking of which, do you know that Joseph Mengele? He was, the world cried out against the likes of a Joseph Mengele for his crimes against humanity. You know what he was in a different country after the governments of the world, the United Nations, helped him in exile, find a place to remain until he died? He went to another country and he became an abortionist. Isn't it interesting how quick the people forgot what he was responsible for? But somehow or another, 62 million babies murdered in the womb. I guess that doesn't constitute that of Joseph Mengele. They called him the angel of death, but it's interesting, in America they're called doctors. And because your government told you so. And it shows you, for those that take that mindset on, who you're submitted to. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. The Lord said, thou shalt not kill. But I'm here to tell you, friends, you can rest assured, just like Manasseh, blood that has been spilled, innocent blood that's been spilled, the Lord will hold us accountable for every single drop of it. And you know what, friends? If you're on the Lord's side, you're going to agree to everything He has to say. Nobody deserves the judgment of God more than this country for what we stand back and tolerate starting in our own country. Say that I hate my country, you are sadly mistaken. No, I love my country to tell them what nobody else is willing to tell them. Folks, you're not in a good place right now. I'm not here to try to negotiate with you. I am telling you, you are in a very vicarious position right now. You're in a very dangerous position by allowing these people to continuously send forth the narrative and continuously pass through the House and the Senate bills that are detrimental to our posterity on so many different levels. I'm at this point, I'm mute. I don't know what else to say after this. Folks, we must bring forth justice. Because if we don't, what's going to happen? What's happening in Australia right now is going to happen in America. Do you want that to happen? Nope, neither do I. You know, we need to start encouraging people and start empowering people and tell them to get back to the Bill of Rights to understand that our Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. And there is a reason, Americans, listen to me carefully, there is a reason that you are armed. And the reason is where you're at right now as to why the forefathers empowered their posterity, you and me, for such a time as this. Are we going to look at it as an opportunity, or are we going to look at it as something that we need to run from? Because if that's the course that you take, remember, God condemns that latter course. Psalm 78, verse 9. Nope, the Lord says in Psalm 94, verse 16, He's looking for those that will stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity, lawlessness. Yes, we deserve and we desire here at the Sons of Liberty reformation, but if we're not going to get that reformation, friends, we are given no other option, just like our forefathers were, as to stand up and deal with things lawfully. If the law fails to serve us, we must serve as the law, according to God's law, according to constitutional law. Reformation, friends, well, we have one option after that fails. And guess what? We're beginning to see more and more on a daily basis, that government in this country is at war with the people that they're supposed to serve in so many different ways. Okay? You are the government. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. If you would like to check us out on the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. And I don't know why at this point the show has not come to a close, but I guess we'll figure all that out in just a moment here, right? There it is. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya. See ya. See ya.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.